Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Our God Reigns, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Behind the Curtain, from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
Today to believe that, for on the third day he arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And I had a nice conversation with him this morning. I can tell you with all certainty, he is alive and on the throne. And we've got a promise today. He's coming back. You say, well, preacher, look at the world condition that we're in. Look at the mess that we've got going on. Look at our nation and have we forgotten God? It does not remove the fact that our God still reigns. And today we're looking to Him and trusting Him in all things. We've got reason to be excited. The King is coming. Hallelujah. And praise God. We're going to rule and we're going to reign with Him. Amen. Let's go back and sing that chorus again. Hallelujah. Come on. For our God reigns. Come on. I can't hear you.
Our God reigns.
For our God, He still reigns.
Our God reigns.
Lord, amen. The Spirit of God. I want you to bless when you come into this place. I want you blessed when you're out there in the workplace. I want you blessed in your home. I want you blessed in the exceeding abundant way that God will bless you. But it only happens today when God has to sometimes take us through the trials of life, through the valleys of difficulty, through the struggles that we face to change us, to make us, and to mold us into being the people that He's called us to be. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your conduct is what you do. Your character is who you are. Amen. See, you can change your appearance and make people think you've got a good character. But God knows your heart. God knows the real you. He knows who you are. And you know what? He's trying to change you, to fashion you, to be more like Him. You have to make up your mind that regardless of the struggle and troubles that you go through, that enter into your life, that God allows these things. I've heard people say, why did God put this on me? Why did God permit me to go through this? Because God knew what you were made of. And God knew He could trust you to get through what you were in. Amen. And then when you come out of it, and some things you never come out of, do you? Amen. You might as well say amen. But through the process, God refines you. He polishes you. Oh, He changes your life. He changes your attitude and your outlook today. And He brings those things into our life as training ground. That today, that not only just for the victory. You know, we're so victory-minded. We're just looking for we're looking for the reward. But God said, I got something better than the reward. I'm going to grow you. I'm going to develop you. I'm going to make you what I've called you to be. Amen. See, God permits trials in our life with a portion that He knows that whatever we're in and facing, that we don't bear that alone. He bears it for us today. I'm glad He says you can cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Amen. You know, when struggles come, do you rely on yourself? Or do you depend on God? I've talked to people and said, well, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this. And I'm thinking, yeah, you're going to get through it all right. You're going to fall flat on your face. Because you can't get through anything by yourself. Take it from a fellow that's been there and done that. It doesn't work. But boy, I found when I lean on Him, I like that old song so many years ago. I lean on you, Lord. I lean on you. Thank God we can lean on Him today. Amen. Today we can find the help that we need when we lean on the Lord. Praise God. You know, do you rely on yourself or the Lord? So do you take matters into your own hands, or do you just trust God's provision that He'll bring you through whatever you're in? You can only endure because today you've allowed the struggle to strengthen your life, to make you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I think of David, and I'll go quickly here, so hang with me for a few minutes. I think about David. Who did he face? Goliath. Who did he face?
Goliath.
You know, this was a supernatural battle. This was the classic clash of the titans. This was, man, you're talking about a pay-per-view. This would have been it. This was the ultimate. Amen. So Goliath was Satan's champion who really sought to destroy Israel. That was the purpose. Intimidation, destruction, that's what he was all about. And in the confrontation, David and Goliath, you know what? It's really a confrontation between good and evil, isn't it? If you'll look at it correctly. Goliath is a picture of evil. David is a picture of God's man. And David today is pictured today as the one seeking God. For the Word says he was a man after God's own heart. But this guy by the name of Goliath, this behemoth, this giant over 9 feet tall. You ever get around somebody, you know, and you walk around and you meet somebody that's about 7 foot? Gee whiz. How's the air up there, buddy? Can you breathe? Amen. I mean, you meet somebody that's big and, I mean, they're 6'9" and 7 feet tall or whatever, and they weigh about 400 or 500 pounds. And, I mean, bless God, they have to turn sideways to get in the door. I mean, you get beside them and you think, whoo, Lord, I feel small. It's intimidating, isn't it? Amen. Or it could be. This is the way Goliath was. You know, you can only endure because you've allowed today God to take over. That's what David came to in his life.
And so we've got to let God take over in our lives. So here on this particular day, when Israel was whining, complaining, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Wine, wine, wine. I mean, that's all. Did you get any cheese with that wine? I mean, you know, sulking in their struggles. And David comes and finds an environment of defeat. Is that your home today? I mean, today, do you speak blessings over your home, or do you speak in the presence of your family defeat? I don't know how we're going to get through this. I don't know what we're going to do about that. You're going to trust God. That's what you're going to do. God has never failed you. This same David that we're talking about is the one that said, I'm not seeing the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. Amen. So here they are. They're whining over that situation. Goliath is cursing the God of Israel. And David said, who is that uncircumcised? Note that. Who is that uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the armies of Israel? Now that's an important phrase that he made there. In David, you know, he, in his profession, he was a professional shepherd tending the sheep. But it was something else that was in David's resume. He was a spiritual warrior. Amen. Here's David. This dude, he's over 9 feet tall. Here's David. He's about 4.9, if that. I mean, 100 pounds soaking wet. I mean, man, he's nothing. He's nothing. He is nothing but a joke. And so here it is. It's kind of like the old thing, you know, in the military sometimes you've got a line of people standing there and they'll say, okay, who's the volunteer? Well, 25 people steps backwards and you standing there and you forgot to step back and you're still standing out there. You just got volunteered. Amen. So it's kind of like that's what happened to Israel. They basically stepped back from the battle. But David was a warrior. Amen. You need to be a spiritual warrior today, church. You need to be a warrior in your prayer life. You need to be a warrior carrying the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You need to be a warrior carrying the shield of faith. Amen. We're not fighting to win. We've already won. Amen. So within the camp of Israel, there were whiners who accepted defeat. David asked, hey, is there not a cause? Church, I know the condition of our world is deplorable. I know people today have absolutely gone bat crazy in this world. Everything that's happening in that world is absolutely out of control. But is there still not a cause? Didn't Jesus die on a cross? Didn't he arise out of that grave on the third day? Isn't he seated at the right hand of God the Father? Is there not a cause that when people are dying and going to hell, that we are to carry the message of God's word into the world and tell them there's a real Jesus who will save your soul? Amen? There is a cause. There is a cause. So we find today these wimps. They wouldn't go. They wouldn't fight. So what they did, they say, David, why don't you go? Why don't you go and fight? Well, David approached King Saul. He requested. He said, I'm going to fight Goliath. Saul, what? Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? David knew how to be a winner. And so Saul said, well, everybody else is coward and everybody else is turning into wimps and whiners. So what is there for us to do? I mean, you're the man, buddy. You're the man. Listen, I got 150 pounds of armor. Wait a minute. David doesn't weigh 98 pounds soaking wet. And so therefore, how is he going to wear 150 pounds of armor and go out and fight a man that's 9 feet plus tall?
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.